huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge. The three types of people to avoid at all costs in your life. Number one, idiots. Actually, no. No. Everyone says, oh, idiots, critics, haters, wankers, get rid of them all. No, that isn't wise and balanced advice. So I'm actually going to bust that myth. I think of the three types of people to avoid, the third one will probably surprise you the most. But why should you not avoid idiots, critics, and haters? Well, an idiot isn't an idiot. An idiot is someone who you perceive is an idiot because you don't agree with who they are, what they do, and how they communicate. That doesn't mean that it is wrong. It means that that's just your perception of them. So anytime you feel upset, angry, or judge someone, check your own perception. But first of all, I'm going to share with you the three types of people who I really do not think are good for you. And then what I'll do is I'll turn it on its head and share with you the three types of people who I do think is good for you. Scott's just said here, yeah, the mood hoovers. They say there are radiators and drains. Also, that's a projection or perception. If you can't handle your own energy, maybe you should look at yourself first. Yes, there are people who can consume energy. They call them the drains, but actually, critical, analytical, and skeptical people, they can actually be really good for you. So I think there's a lot of misinformation around the kinds of people you should hang around. Someone has said here, narcissist, that's such a common one. Oh yeah, yeah, don't hang around narcissists. Yeah, you're a narcissist. You know what? I have to just say this. Sorry, not sorry. In nearly all instances that I've personally seen or experienced, and people who go and bark about narcissists show narcissist qualities themselves. So I'm really glad I'm creating this piece of content because I think there's a lot of misinformation. Anyway, we'll have a discussion about that. Stay with me and let's engage in a chat on whatever platform you're on or you're following me on. But right, number one, you definitely want to avoid people who want to pull you down. There are people who have a superiority complex or an inferiority complex when it comes to you. That might be because you're doing well. That might be because, you know, they don't feel very sure about themselves, that they tried something that you succeeded in and they failed at. You have what they want. But there are people in your life who want to bring you down. They have a superiority complex, which means they perceive they're above you and they push you down and suppress you. That could be your boss. Some people have been married to those people. Could be people in your organization, etc. Could be people on social media. But there are also people who have an inferiority complex, i.e. they perceive maybe you're above them and they want to pull you down. So they want to push you down and suppress or repress you, or they want to pull you down. Wait a minute, you're succeeding. You're doing smart things. You're taking risks. You're putting yourself out there. I don't like that. That makes me feel shit about myself. And they want to pull you down. Now, those people don't necessarily want to do that around everyone, because people who are below them or beneath them or aren't taking risks and putting themselves out there, all that makes them feel nice and comfortable. Therefore, they'll be friends with all those people. And check yourself if you've ever been like that, by the way. Because the thing with human traits is we all have all human traits. So the things that we perceive others have done to us, we have done to others. By the way, I got a load of interesting comments and suggestions in here. I'm going to cover them at the end. Number two type of person to avoid at all cost is people who want to use you. Some people do want to use you, abuse you. They want what you've got. They don't care about you. They want to get what they can from you and spit you out. They see you as a utility. Some people are saying, now my life, that's my husband or my wife. Oh, I've just caused a load of divorces. Sorry. Not sorry. This is important. Now, you've got to be careful about those people. You know, do they care about you? People don't care what you know till they know that you care. So just be careful of those people. Number three type of person to avoid at all costs is victims, complainers, mood and energy drainers, time wasters. Oh, my life. Oh, it's not fair. Oh, I'm doomed. Oh, it's their fault. Oh, it's the government's fault. Oh, it's my boss's fault. Oh, it's your fault. Oh, I'm so unlucky. Oh, why me? Now, look, I'm not judging because some people are in that mentality because shit stuff has happened to them. But shit stuff happens to them all. This isn't actually a judgment. This is me having your back, helping you move forward. Because they say your network is your net worth. They say you become the five people you spend the most time with. Give me a yes if you'd agree with that. And if you're listening, just shout yes in the car or yes in the gym. But give me a yes in the comments if you agree. Now, there is a number four type of person, a bonus to avoid, which surprises a lot of people. I'll come back to that, but just a quick summary, and then I'm going to go into the three types of people you should hang around with. Because I always like to turn a negative into a positive. I always like to give you something proactive to leave with. So, you shouldn't necessarily avoid critics. You shouldn't necessarily avoid haters. You shouldn't necessarily avoid people who challenge you. You shouldn't necessarily avoid idiots because that's just your perception. But I believe you definitely should avoid people who want to bring you down, who want you to lose, who want you to fail, with a superiority complex, i.e. they believe they're above you and they want to repress you and push you down, or with an inferiority complex where they want to pull you down. Avoid those fuckers like the plague. Number two type person you want to avoid is someone who wants to use you, only wants to get a goal or an outcome or money out of you. I've experienced those people, and you have to be a bit wily and streetwise. Take your time. Take time to trust people. I trust people far too quick. I give too much of myself to people far too quick. Thankfully, I've got people around me that aren't like that, and they help me learn. And then number three types of people you want to avoid, victims, professional victims, professional complainers, professional time wasters, professional gossips. You know, if people gossip to you about others, what are they going to do to you? They're going to gossip about you to others. All right. And then number four, this surprises people, and I'm going to challenge you on this one. People pleasers. So sometimes it feels really good to hang around with people. Yeah, Rob, you're right. Yeah, Rob, I agree. Yeah, Rob, you're amazing. Now, of course, we all like a bit of nice feedback, don't we? Don't get me wrong. But perennial yes people who can't face conflict, who want to please people, maybe there can be some sordid ulterior motives in that, puffing you up, making you Machiavellian almost. But people who avoid any kind of conflict and just don't challenge you, you don't really want too many of those people around you. It's not good for you. Now, so before I go on to the three types of people you should hang around with, if you found this content useful, please hit the share button. Who you hang around with is everything. You become the five people you spend the most time with. Your network is your net worth. You know, we are all impressionable because we are an interdependent society. So other people will rub off on us. This is vital content, so please hit the share button. But I've been studying this for 15 years, and a lot of people, they're emotional. Oh, avoid that person because they're an idiot. Avoid that person because they're a wanker. Or avoid that person because they're a neg. A few people have said in the comments, avoid negative people. It depends on the definition of negative. If they have a problem for every solution, yes, that kind of people maybe you don't need. But if they are analytical, operational, practical, tactical, legal, and skeptical, you need those people in your life, especially if you are not like that. The myth is that people are here to serve your mood. A few people have said, oh, I want, you know, drains and mood hoovers and energy vampires. I want them out of my life. But that's a projection that everyone should serve you to pump you full of energy. You should be responsible for your own energy. If someone who's a bit of a drain gets within 10 yards of you and your energy just sucks out of you like someone's cut your veins open, there's something around your own energy and emotional control that you haven't mastered. Because no one else's mood or energy should be able to affect your own. So maybe those people around you are good to challenge you to manage your own energy. Maybe you should be better at lifting them up. Because if you think about it, on energy frequency, you're either going to lift people up to your energy level, or they're going to pull you down to their energy level. So get good at lifting people up to your energy level if that's what you want. Often it's too easy to blame others. All right, now they say ignore the haters. No, don't ignore the critics. Listen to them, learn from them, engage with them. Now, if they're a troll, block them. Trolling is illegal and they should be reported. If they're a perennial hater and it's affecting your mental well-being somewhat, then yeah, block them. But if they're a critic, if they're giving you feedback, they could be good for your algorithms. You can learn a lot from them. So don't always just carte blanche, ignore the haters. No, but some of my haters are awesome. They give me motivation. They give me fuel. They make my content go wild. They help me with virality. They don't know how much they're doing for me. They're my best advertisers. Now I want to give you something more positive. The three types of people I believe you should hang around with. Number one, people who are where you want to be in life. Whether it's health and well-being, fitness, business, money, entrepreneurship. People who've got what you want and are where you want to be, they can mentor you. They can drag you up to their level quickly. They'll probably want to help you. Don't take advice from people who aren't where you want to be. You know, free advice is worth every penny and everyone's given free advice on social media. Never take advice from someone who's not where you want to be. And always try and seek people out who are where you want to be in life, in the different areas of life that are important to you. By the way, a billionaire is not a better person than you. A fit, lean, cut person is not a better person than you. They're just where you want to be in that area. Okay, so people who are where you want to be. Number two, people who want you to win and who've got your back. Now, you probably won't find many of these in your life because there's a lot of people and, you know, we are inherently selfish, at least 50% human beings are. But when you find people who want you to win, who support you, who've got your back, that doesn't mean they're a people-pleasing yes person, but they've got your back. Keep those people close. You want people around you like that. And then number three, this is the bit most people struggle with. And it's kind of linked to the not hanging around with yes people and people-pleasers and conflict avoiders. This is where most people get their network wrong. You've got to hang around with people who challenge you. You've got to hang around with people who call you out on your BS, who will give you feedback if they think you're getting flippant, complacent, cocky, lazy, or arrogant. Or you're going to make a bad decision, or there's going to be some disruption and breakage and carnage from what you're about to do. If you don't hang around with people who value themselves and you enough to give you that feedback and call you out on your BS, then there's an issue with you and the kind of people you want to hang around with. Also, hang around with rich and hot people. All right, cool. So please hit the share button if you found this content useful. Let me know what you think in the comments. I'm just going to do a quick summary because a lot of people say they like the summaries. I tend to talk fast. So I think there are three main types of people to avoid, but like the plague. But it's not necessarily critics, because critics are very useful for you. People call critics haters. Critics aren't haters. There's trolls, haters, and critics, and they're very different. So number one, people who want to bring you down to their level. They have a superiority complex where they think they're better than you and they want to repress you and push you down. Or they have an inferiority complex where they want to pull you down. They don't want you to get too good. You've got to get rid of those people. They're not good for you. Number two, people who want to use you for their own outcomes and motives. It's okay if people get benefit from you because we're equally selfish and selfless. We should equally receive as give. So I have no problem if people want something from me as long as it's a reciprocal relationship. Number three, victims. You know, look, sometimes people need help. And I'm not just going to hate on a victim. But someone who's a professional moaner, complainer, time drainer, when actually their life isn't really that bad, and all they want to do is bitch about everyone else, and it just takes hours to do so, I don't want to spend time with those people. If I'm helping them because they're stuck in a rut and that's what they need, I'll just, in my mind, I'm just helping them. But I don't want to be sucked into the swamp. Now, bonus number four type of person to avoid is a people pleaser or a yes person or someone who doesn't have the courage to challenge or someone who avoids all conflict. They're not good for you because they can you can start to believe your own hype and BS if you hang around with too many of those kinds of people. They say, ignore the haters. I say, as long as you can mentally handle it, which, of course, if you want to be wealthy and successful, then you need to be able to handle having critics. I say, don't ignore the haters. I say, take feedback from critics. I say, have a little bit of a dance and some humour and some engagement with the critics and the haters, because your content will go viral. Often when I have haters, other people will come to my defence, or people will engage with the haters more than the fans. So if you want to go viral, if you want to strengthen your resilience, because let's be honest, new level, new devil. Your reward for solving a problem is a bigger one. So if you can transcend criticism, you become more resilient, you have a thicker skin, and you can handle bigger problems. And when you can handle bigger problems, you can handle a bigger bank balance. All right, and then number three, the type of people you should hang around with. Number one, people are where you want to be in different areas of your life. Model the traits of the greats. Stand on the shoulders of giants. Number two, people who want you to win and have got your back, and, you know, who have got your best interests at heart. And then number three, people will challenge you, call you out on your BS, question some things that you're saying or doing to keep you regulated, to keep you balanced, to stop you getting cocky, complacent, arrogant, lazy, flippant and loose. And then make sure you hang around with some rich people, because then the richness can rub off on you like the Aladdin's lamp. All right, so if you found this content useful, please hit the share button. If you're listening into my podcast, thank you for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.